Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello, welcome in, listeners, now in Sacramento, California, at 98 Rock, California's rock station, who probably has a voice guy that goes, 98 Rock. Portland's classic rock, 92.3 KGON. Our friends in Grand Forks, North Dakota, listening on Rock 95 and 97.9 CPR. Rocking in Biloxi, Mississippi, home of some of the best barbecued grilled oysters you will ever eat in your life.
The best.
Big show for you today. Who sucks less? What you don't need to know. Ask if it's too early for a fish sandwich, as we have 18 fast food fish sandwiches ranked from best to least in the name of Lent. And today, as we get a few stories out of Florida, as a Florida man stabbed his father, hit his mother with a glass mug, and basically opened up her head because his pork chop was too acidic. He lost his mind as soon as he bit into it and thought that his parents were trying to poison him. Elsewhere in Florida, officers charged the man for aggravated battery after he allegedly knocked out his partner with a propane cylinder tank from a gas grill. After she said, hey, I read some text messages on your phone and it looks like you're having sex with another woman. And then we have the other story of two Krispy Kreme co-workers who are getting into an argument about making donuts. However, when the woman's boyfriend, who did not work at Krispy Kreme, arrived, he also got into an argument with a co-worker about the proper way to make delicious Krispy Kreme donuts. It was at that time that Julius J. Irving stabbed him. Our question, who overreacted and why? 844-999-OLA.
And we have Caleb on the line. And Caleb, the story you were sharing with us, you were the manager of a grease monkey, which again, sounds terrible. Your best friend was the assistant manager. One of the other managers told you that you need to fire your best friend because basically they suck at their job. And oddly enough, the day that you wrote him up, not going to fire him, but the day that you wrote him up, he showed up 7 hours late. You hand him the write-up. He sets it down. That's where he left off. So what happened from there?
So, yeah, by the way, it does suck being a manager of a grease monkey. It's not awesome at all. But anyway, so I'm like, hey, man, I really need you to sign this. And he just looks at me, and he starts into a tirade about how I value this job more than I value like our friendship, and just cussing, hollering, and swearing. Like, at this point, I'm just kind of in disbelief because I'm just thinking to myself, I just saved your job. Like,
and he was 7 hours late, right? That is correct. He's like, 7 hours late.
And I'm assuming the Grease Monkey opens. How long is the regular shift at Grease Monkey?
8 to 6.
That's what I'm saying. So for the most part, like, it's not like you're not even there.
He missed 70%.
Why even show up at that point?
Yeah, he said he had a flat tire, and so he had to go get it repaired, and he was taking the bus to go do it. But I was like, I think you're full of crap.
Okay.
So, anyway, so he starts freaking out.
He showed up late to a place that works on cars with a car excuse.
Right, because he had a flat tire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, I was like, I don't understand, man. Like, I tried to explain to him like what was going down, what was said, what I was doing, and he didn't want to hear anything about it. He was like, don't call me anymore, don't text me or nothing, and was all super mad. And so I was like, okay. And he's like, I quit, I'm out of here. And he throws his shirt onto the pit. There's a little sump so it holds all the oil. Mm-hmm. Throws it like onto there, so he just walks out with a white t-shirt on, white beater or something like that. And then I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this just happened. You know, it's like, I was trying to be the good guy and he thinks I'm the bad guy. And the funniest part now that I look back on it is the next day he came in to drop off the rest of his uniforms while I was in the bathroom. And I came out and I bought him a shot glass. You know, it had a picture of like the Day of the Dead skull on it.
Yeah.
And because, you know, he's Hispanic. So I was like, oh, you know, I'll think about it. I got it for him for, like, Christmas, like, 2 months beforehand. And I come in, and all the stuff's there, and the single shot glass is sitting there. And I was just like, man, I think I just got broken up with.
Have you heard from him since?
Actually, about a month ago, one of our old coworkers, one of my old employees, coworkers at the time, was like, hey, we need to get the band back together. We all need to hang out and go bowling and stuff like that. So he started talking on there, and we kind of squashed the beef a little bit. We're not, like, friends or anything like that, but there's, like, not really any beef.
Okay, you know. Well, he has to know that he's an idiot. I mean, when you look back, he has to think, wait a minute, I showed up 7 hours late for my shift, friends or not. My boss, all he did was write me up. I quit when I should have been fired. That's squarely on me.
Have you ever seen anybody just get completely sprayed with motor oil for being an idiot?
All the time. I myself, not even being an idiot, just getting hosed in the face. It's awful.
How often does it happen?
Like, what do you do to get that off? Do you have to use, like, a lava soap? I mean, how do you get that off of you?
You take a shower when you get home.
So there's nothing you can
do? All right.
No. And diesel oil is the worst, by the way. That stuff will stain your skin just like an awful color black.
Has a car ever driven off
the awfuler color.
Did you say awfuler?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like,
I feel better. Keep talking.
Yeah.
No, even worse than you, Thrill.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man.
Has a car ever driven off you didn't put the bolt back and it's just leaking oil all down the road?
I've never done that, but the guy that was supposed to be fired, written up, my friend, he has done stuff like that.
I would imagine.
Okay.
What's the worst thing you've done or forgot to do or anything like that where the customer's driving off and you just think, oh, no.
Forgot to put the lug nuts back on.
You know what? I'd have to say probably not putting the oil cap back on.
Dude, that happened to me. I was going on a road trip. Like, it's like early in the morning. I go to the
not grease monkey.
Right. But, and as I'm driving from there, my engine is just smoking like crazy. And then when I get to the place to meet my friends, we pop the hood and the cap's just sitting there.
Is that the equivalent of like the dipstick? Is that what you mean by the cap?
No, where you pour the
cap
oil.
Is where you pour the oil in.
All right.
There's a cap.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't put it on, it's problematic.
Right, so you take it off and then you sit it there, you pour the oil in. I'm assuming you did the same thing the guy did to me. And then he just kind of closed the hood.
All
right. So the cap was sitting right there. But once it spills on your engine and it heats up, it just looks like your car's on fire.
It's cooking.
Good time.
I had strep throat at the time. So, like, I was the only manager, like, available. So, like, I had to be there. Like, I had to. So, like, I'm walking in, I got, like, you know, the mask on and everything to keep myself, you know, keep everyone protected. And so, like, I'm just all out of it. And I was like, all right, add some oil. And I just completely forgot to put the cap back on.
Now, do you guys, when you go to the lobby, you do your lobby thing. There's always the lobby thing. So you drop your car for Grease Monkey, you go to the counter, you tell them what you want, you sit down, and then wherever you are, Jiffy Lube, then they come and they do the thing. Now, if you have a very attractive customer, do you try to spend more time with them offering them more things?
I wouldn't necessarily say we would offer more things. Like, I might spend more time talking to an attractive woman, but I wouldn't necessarily try to offer or sell anything to anybody that they didn't, like, need.
Okay. And any commonality between people who just weren't all there and the model of the car?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
What's the car you dread seeing?
As far
the
as
car
the
car I dread.
The people. Because
you know who owns it.
Like a brand or?
Yeah.
I would say Volkswagens, man.
Really? What is it with Volkswagen owners? Like, what is it? What do you just know you're going to have to deal with?
Usually it's attitude, because they take a synthetic motor oil. It's always more expensive. So anytime I'd be like, hey, it takes this type of oil, they would be all upset and butthurt. And then some of them would leave and then come back and be like, oh, yeah, it takes that oil. I'm like, yeah, I know. Thanks, dude.
You know,
there's this attitude.
We're not surprised by your answers. Our very own Mike Hawk owns a Volkswagen.
Yeah, he's very
worst attitude.
Very picky about his lubricant.
He is.
He needs a synthetic lube.
Yeah, you bring up lubricant, man. I'm saying Mike's all about it.
And he's got the diesel in working on that too. So both of the
terrible. Is it a diesel?
It's diesel and it needs to be synthetic. So it's probably really, really pricey, isn't it? It's probably the most expensive thing you put in the car, because you get good gas mileage out of the thing, right? Mike, you can't. He's not even there.
Uh-oh. Yeah, there it is.
There you go.
Yeah, I do get great gas mileage in the car. I'm getting anywhere between 30 to 35 miles of the gallon on that thing, so it's great. And if you travel right spots, diesel's cheaper than your regular unleaded gas.
But why do you suck as a human being, based on this guy's theory?
Because it's me.
Let me ask you this. Typically, one thing that all car owners do is, if they see a similar or like car, They always look to see who's driving said car because they want to know who they are associated with.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you have a Volkswagen station wagon, and I'm just curious, when you see another one of these on the road, who are you seeing driving next to
you? I saw the exact same car, in fact, yesterday, drove by a middle-aged white woman.
Okay.
That's about right. All right. I see other black guys and what I presume to be drug dealers and pimps.
Driving your car?
Almost every time. All there's there's never a family in it, right? It's a very fine vehicle, I think, but I look and I'm like, that dude probably has 150 pounds of cocaine in the back of that. I mean, I'm like, that is what I drive, all right? So that's kind of bad.
Looks like the cocaine mobile.
What do you see? What do you see when you, because you got your new
A Japanese guy.
Japanese.
Who overreacted and why? 844-999-0.
So now wait, do you think, so Mike, you're driving.
I can be
driving.
On my scooter, I see a woman.
Do you think?
Don't say that, Miles. When I see somebody on my scooter, I see a badass.
Do you think more people are upset to see you? Like, do we ruin their stereotype, or are they ruining ours?
We
you
ruin everything. I mean? I'm pretty sure we
ruin
everything.
It's like a RAV4, but it's a Lexus. So it's a used little tiny.
I have another buddy that has one of those. Not Asian.
Not Asian.
Not Asian. Huh?
Yeah.
He's ruining it too.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice, though. I'm very excited.
Yeah. Well, luxury SUVs do not keep their value.
Yeah, that's why I bought a couple years
old. And generally, people that buy them will dump them after like 3 years because they want a new one.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happens.
Yeah, I buy mine used.
I'll take that. Why not? Still got warranty miles on it.
Hell with that.
That's it. Who overreacted and why? E44999-OLA.
Hello, Guinevere. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my story is about, it happened about 25 years ago, and it was my ex-father-in-law. I was newly married, new mother, 18 years old, you know, and my husband at the time, my ex now, was at boot camp. So I was staying with my dad, you know, having help with the baby and everything. And my ex had asked me to go over to his parents' house to, you know, visit with his parents, you know, so they could see the baby. I go, okay, yeah, I'll do that, you know, and went over there one time, and I didn't have a car, so I asked my sister to drive me over there. So she drives me over there, drops me off. You know, I'm visiting with the parents and everything, and his dad, really paranoid guy, and he would wear a gun in the house, strapped to his, he wore an ankle gun, strapped to his, you know, just walking around, and,
case my daughter-in-law
okay,
comes
this guy's
around.
Pretty weird, and, so I'm just talking with him and everything, and he just starts going on about how I better not be cheating on his son, and, you know, he's going to find out. And I'm, like, sitting there going, where is this coming from? You know, I am just trying to take care of a baby, you know, I'm just chilling out here. And he flips out, takes his gun out, starts waving it around, yelling at me that I'm cheating on his son, and I better be careful, and if he ever hears about it, and I'm like, whoa, time out, grab the baby, grab the car seat, ran out of the house, call my sister and go, pick me up now.
Wow.
She comes pick me up. Yeah. Pick me up, go back home, and I call my husband going, this is not happening, and I will never go over there again. Oh, but you have to. They're my parents. Oh, no, wait. Oh, no.
No. I have a reason why that I'm not going over.
Once you start waving the gun around over nothing, I go, you know what? You're not obligated to go
back. And our child, that's not happening anymore. Right. Sorry about that.
Who overreacted and why? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line. More your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We got a nice Arizona cell phone was rolling as a Valley driver was held at gunpoint in a case of road rage. Court documents say that Raymond Shepard, the man holding the gun, felt he had been cut off by another driver.
Ooh.
According to the documents, Shepard tailed the driver to a Lowe's where Shepard pointed a loaded Glock at the driver. Travis Kelson and his wife had just stopped by the store to buy plants, but instead stumbled upon the standoff. He jumped out of his car immediately and pulled out a gun and started yelling at him, telling him to get on the ground and telling him he drives like crap. The video shows Shepard cursing at the driver while Kelson is heard asking Shepard to take his finger off the trigger. Kelson called police, who arrested Shepard and recommended aggravated assault charges.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, nobody likes to get cut off. But let's face it, if you drive, S happens. That's why everyone who drives calls every other driver stupid, right?
Or an idiot.
Universally, that's what everyone says. But in the end, like, obviously you weren't in a hurry if you have the time to follow someone to a hardware store or parking lot and hold them at gunpoint.
And I'm going to say white. Glock, get on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty sure you're correct.
I feel like get on the ground more than anything.
Yes, it's like he's yelling at you like a cop. You're just a dude with a gun. Right? Like, come on.
But I'm going to get on the ground because you are a dude with a gun.
I mean, I can say
you got a gun, so I'm going to get down. But I'm just saying, it sounds, you know.
Who overreacted and why? 844-999-OLA.
Like, that $100? Keep it.
Yeah, go ahead, man. It's cool. It's cool. I do remember one time I got mugged in Baltimore. And one particularly violent mugging. It's just the dudes rolled up on me. Sadly, I had $1.25 to my name, right? But the guy's like, I asked, hey, man, anyone got the time? Because I realize I'm about to get jumped. They're kind of casing me from behind. Anyone got the time? One dude gave me the time. His buddies looked at him like, you dumb. So the other guy goes, you got any money? I said, you got a gun? Showed me his gun. I'm like, damn it! I'm like, yeah. So, man, I got a dollar, but I'm going to keep my 25 cents. Back then, payphones still existed. I'm going to make a phone call because I got $1.25 to my name. I'm going to get on the subway. It is the last subway train of the night to get me home. Now I'm going to have to walk like 9 miles, right? And I know you're not going to shoot me for 25 cents, because between the six of you, that is less than 5 cents apiece. It's not worth it. So he thought about it. And in my head, I'm like, I hope I'm right about this. Mm-hmm. And in the end, he's like, all right. And I'm like, yeah, there you go. I'm a tough negotiator. You didn't kill me for a quarter.
You win a dollar.
Yeah, I was just over it, man. Just like, no, I'm not giving you my quarter, man. Let me make a phone call. You got a dollar. That's about 18 cents apiece. Congratulations.
The standard bet, $1, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way it felt. Hello, Char. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so my story is about me.
Uh-oh.
I was having a little bit of road rage. I was taking my mom home on Meridian in Puyallup. And there was an old lady next to me, and I was trying to get over. And she kept moving up. So I, like, slowed down, waited for it to pull up next to me, rolled down my window, started cussing her out.
How old do you think this old lady was?
Very old.
Oh, no.
And you did this in front of your mother?
Yeah, she slapped me a couple times.
Oh,
all right. All right. And how old were you when she slapped you like this?
30.
Okay. All right.
What? So you rolled down your window, you're screaming at this old lady, and what is the reaction? You're still driving, right?
Yeah, well, now we just got to the red light. So she, like, she rolled down her window and she was like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. Go ahead. Oh, it was so embarrassing.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
Because now everybody else that was crossing the street can see it.
Well, you're yelling at an old lady. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, this is my general rule with super old people, right? Especially driving. It just assumes that they're going to suck when they drive, right? Because they own up to it. I feel you can call them anything you want. You can scream and yell at them, but they can't hear you, right? Like, you do it in the confines of your car. Like, these old people, they shouldn't be driving. But when the windows are down, I try to be kind. Like, it's like kids and old people get a bit more of a pass.
It is the one excuse where you go, like, look, all right, I get it. But
it doesn't mean don't cuss, just not at them.
No,
right?
But do you typically, are you short-fused or just when you drive?
Just when I drive. I don't drive anymore. I prefer to get chauffeured around.
Okay.
Oh, you do well.
Sure.
I mean, I do too.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
But everyone's temper, it seems easier to find their temper when they're driving.
Well, yeah.
100%.
Like, there's a reason why I think the Pope has the Pope Mobile. I don't think it's for his safety. I think the Pope's like, listen, man, if I drive, people are not going to like the words coming out of my mouth. I might be it's like stubbing your toe. I don't care who you are. You're going to say horrible things. Like I said, my kids get a pass. They can't cuss in the house. That'd be the end of them. But if you stub your toe, it's like, I get it. Like, I get it.
What would you hand out if you were in charge of the Pope Mobile? Like, you know, like you have the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile?
Rings?
And they come and they have hot dogs and stuff. Like, what would you have?
Vials of holy water.
If you're in charge, okay. Holy water you pass out?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to see the Pope.
I think he does that already.
I think they need a drink.
He doesn't pass out vials of holy water?
No, but I think he sometimes throws it out.
Right.
Yeah, but that's different, man. That's like
some kind of a keepsake.
That's a spray. I'm saying.
But you can't get near. You can get near the Wienermobile.
No, I know that. What I'm saying is, like, he does the spray, and I know on some level that's great. I kind of got wet because the Pope flung something at me. But I'm saying an actual vial of holy water, like, you can take that home. That's something you can put on the mantle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can buy it.
Can you?
Yeah. I know the monastery in D.C., you can buy holy water. It's just got to be blessed by a priest.
Well, I know. How much do they charge for a vial of holy water?
I don't know. That might be one of those things like buying, you know, sand. You know, you ever been to Panama City Beach in Florida?
And then they sell you sand.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, it's all over the beach there. And you will still buy the sand anyway.
To take home with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who overreacted and why? 844-999-OLA.
That's the problem with kids, though. You say, like, guys. Jeez, man, it's on the beach. Just get us. It's not the same. It's like, oh, my God. That is where you run into the problem.
Trust me, that's the only reason I know, right? It's because I was in seventh grade when I was there, and I wanted to buy some. My dad was like, no. And then the guy at the counter was like, maybe he's just having a rough day. He's just like, no, kid. Just go outside and get some.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's beach sand.
It's like bottled air.
Right. Hello, Allison. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this one happened back when I was in high school. I was about freshman year. At one point during the winter, I was living in Granite Falls, and I kept accidentally leaving my hairdryer plugged into the wall. It was off, and didn't cause any fire hazard. But my stepdad got so fed up, he took away my hairdryer, grounded me for like a few weeks, and then took away all my electronics.
Just because what you left it plugged in on the sink?
Yeah, just sitting on like a granite countertop with nothing that can catch on fire.
Okay, now
by the time my parents found the hairdryer, it was like cooled down.
How many times had he asked you to turn it off? I mean, as a parent, I feel like my overreaction, as my kids would perceive it, is less to do with what you did as opposed to, hey, man. I have asked you every single day to do this one thing. And then there's a moment where you just snap.
I think if I remember correctly, my parents only told me once to unplug it before I left.
You don't remember correctly. I refuse to believe
that. Correctly.
That means you listened to them once. Okay. They told you a million times.
Do you have a overall pretty good relationship, though, with your folks?
No, I do. Since they kicked me out of the house, and I have moved out since too. What? I've been doing better.
Why did they? Now, if they went that crazy over a hairdryer that's plugged into a granite countertop, did they kick you out of the house? What? Because you didn't finish your bowl of Wheaties?
No. I had a history of doing the deed at school because they never let me out of the house.
Wait, you were having sex at school?
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Wait, you're saying you were having a lot of sex at school because your parents would not let you out of the house. Does that mean
No, my parents, if all possible, try to keep me inside the house at all times.
Because I think they knew you were going to have sex with everything if they let you out. I think there's a reason for this, don't you know? Can you see what they were thinking?
No, it's the complete opposite. When I got into my junior year of high school.
Yeah, any kid I went to high school with that had parents like that, they go... Apes when they get to college.
Think about what do they call? Is it Rumspringa?
Yeah, look at the Catholic Church. I mean, we've proven this.
There's loosen up a little bit, and some of these problems go away.
When did you find out about your special purpose, and then how did you do it when you were in school?
There was this guy who was just paying a lot of extra attention, you could say, to me, and I never had that kind of attention directed towards me, so I was kind of all for it.
Okay. All right. And no,
I've never had that kind of attention directed toward me. Period.
What was the biggest eye opener from the time that you lived at your parents, and then when they kicked you out and you got your new place? It sounds like you're doing good. But what was the one thing that you noticed that was more difficult or more adult than you thought?
Bills, certainly. Like my parents paid for everything, actually taking control of my finances was the biggest like eye opener.
Okay, can you cook?
Yes, I can. Only limited stuff though, because my mom literally took over the kitchen every time I tried to make anything.
What is your limited stuff? I mean, everyone can cook limited stuff. How limited is this? What's your best meal?
My best skill is making scrambled eggs.
All right. I'll say, you know, everybody's got a thing.
It sounds ridiculous, but if you can make some good scrambled eggs,
that's a good point.
That's money. Right? Yeah. Look, my mother can't cook. She'll tell you, I cannot cook. In fact, when we were growing up, if we drove by a restaurant that said, just like home, we wouldn't go there. But when it comes to breakfast food, she can hook it up. But it ends up. She can make the best scrambled eggs you've ever eaten.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much
but she doesn't try anything else because she already knows she can't cook.
She knows, man. I mean, she knows. Yeah. Like, even if I go to her house now, she's like, look, this is what we want to do. And my father can grill his ass off. I think it's part of your DNA if you're from Texas. But otherwise, if I go there for dinner, like, I will probably do 80% of it.
Okay.
And it's and I prefer it that way. Like, yeah, you know,
I got it.
Some people can't cook, but I don't know. I think when people cook food for you, like, you give them a little leeway.
You do give them leeway. It's different when it's your parents because you already grew up with them.
Yeah.
I know what the deal is. And you're not doing this for some romantic overture. You're just doing it. I'm an adult.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like, I will cook.
You can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Someone else makes you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Theirs is better because they made it for you.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's like free beer.
I don't know. Listen, as far as peanut butter goes, I am exceptionally particular, and I don't expect you to get it right. I would never ask anyone to make it for me because I know I'm going to be disappointed. So I'm like, no.
Why?
Because they're not going to do it right, man. I'm just telling you.
Oh, it's a peanut butter and jelly.
That's what you think.
Peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other. You smack it together, and you cut it diagonally.
You think that way. It's your amateur-ass way of looking at a peanut butter
and
jelly.
You probably make it with crunchy.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
You're a failure. See, it's exactly why.
Oh, it's delicious.
No,
that's peanuts.
But that's why I'm saying it's like I'm not. If I want peanuts, I'll eat peanuts. I want peanut butter.
Why is there apple in my applesauce?
If you want grapes, you eat grapes. You don't eat a spoonful of grape jelly.
You drink wine.
Hang on. When's the last time you had chunky ketchup?
It's a tomato.
If they had it, I'd try it.
Yeah, it's called salsa. But my point is,
I love salsa.
The ketchup is different. Like, peanut butter should not have peanuts in it.
It should not.
I mean, it should, but they should be smooth.
It's smooth. Yeah, with a B. Yeah. Because, man, to me, crunchy peanut butter, someone just got too lazy to finish making peanut butter.
No, they didn't.
That's all it is.
Yeah, they couldn't grind it all the way.
I was making peanut butter. My wrist got tired, so let's just call it chunky.
Who overreacted and why? 844-999-OLA.
Well, what's it called chunky? Anything chunky is generally not good, unless it's jewelry.
Chunky jewelry is
but
good.
They don't advertise it that. Like, we might call it that, but like, come to sales for our chunky diamond sale.
Are you in love? Yeah. Chunky jewelry.
Nothing says love like getting her something chunky.
Oh, is that a chunk?
I got you a chunk, baby.
I love you.
Hello, Andrew. Okay, get a chunk for your chunk. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay. So this happened when I was working at a disaster restoration company, and we dealt with the flooded houses and whatnot, and the source of the flood came from upstairs. So I was looking down at the ground. I'm about 5'15", not the tallest, but definitely not short, and I'm walking through the living room or the breezeway, and the customer and her daughter and my boss are all standing there talking about the water loss. I'm looking down at the floor, and I run my head into, I think it might have been a cast iron chandelier. It was older. It was made out of metal. It looked like cast iron.
All right.
But I ran my head into it, and the customer looked at me and tripped out, and she was like, oh, my God, don't break it. And I hit my head pretty hard on it, but it was metal, and there was no, like, jingly glass crystal things on it. So that's pretty much my story.
Okay.
All right.
So she's mad at you for hitting your face on her chandelier.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'd have been fired if you turned around and said, like, hey, kiss my ass, right?
Me and my boss exchanged looks. Okay. I had to hold my tongue. It was very hard.
See, I could not do a job like
that. Well, any kind of customer service, you're going to deal with people.
I never really dealt with customer service. Part of the reason, I won't go through the whole story, but one of the kitchens I worked in, the customer had walked into our kitchen, which is my first ultimate no-no. If you were not invited, you just, like, you don't walk into the employee area of a department store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when he was done stating his case, I said, that's great, but you need to understand that I will plunge my knife into your chest if you ever walk in my kitchen again. Said, I'm going to tell your manager. I'm like, fine. His name's Frank. He's wearing a pink shirt. That's a different story. Frank walks back to the kitchen. He's like, did you just threaten to stick a knife in the chest of one of our customers? I said, no, Frank, I did not. But I promised him that I would stick my knife in his chest. That was not a threat. I wanted to let him know. My money says he doesn't come back in the kitchen again. Problem solved. Don't be so upset. He didn't come back in the kitchen again. I'm like, right, that's all I wanted.
That's it.
Don't worry about the words, bro. He didn't come back in the kitchen. That was my point, right? We have resolved the problem. Let's get on with work. Why are you bugging me?
What was his problem? Do you remember?
I do remember. This was in Canton in Baltimore. You might remember the place, my Atlantic restaurant. It's in the old can company, whatever place. It's a seafood restaurant. And this dude, he looked like the Crypt Keeper, and I don't say this to be mean. It's just that he was remarkably ugly and kind of had the skullet. And he owned, like, one of these kind of hippie shops. He's selling, like, candles, incense, and then medicine that doesn't work, right? So he had come in, but he's a vegan, which is fine. And he placed an order, and we were very, very busy. But when you order something that's not on the menu, out of the kindness of our hearts, we will make it. But also understand, it might take a little longer because it's not on the menu, right? Most people understand how these things go together. He did not, anyway, walked into the kitchen to ask where his meal was. And it was being prepared. You know, and I said, hey, man, we're really busy. Your order came. It's a special order. Takes a little longer to be right out to you. He kept commenting, and that's when I just put everything down and told him, listen, if you ever walk into my kitchen again, I'm going to take this knife, and I'm going to put it in that chest under your chin. And that's when he went to tell the manager.
And then he come back after that?
No.
Oh, good.
No, I didn't care. It's exactly. Don't walk in here,
you
man.
You don't need that pain in the
You weren't invited in here, and I don't care about you. Get the hell out of the kitchen. But yeah, I got in a little bit of trouble. Did I overreact? I don't know, because I was very calm, I thought.
Throw the knife into the chest.
I mean, the threat was harsh, but I was dead calm. I didn't yell nothing. I was like, hey, man, just understand. If you walk in my kitchen again, I'm going to stab you in your chest with this
knife. I think people in restaurants are obnoxious.
Like that, right? But that's above and beyond,
I know, but I'm saying, like, I get some people haven't worked in the industry, but, like, some people are just rude. But, like, to walk into the kitchen.
It's a special.
Like, I don't even, like certain bars, you kind of got to walk by that, like, I always kind of avoid it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, you want to get out of the way because, you know, servers are going in and out.
But yeah, right? You don't want to be
like
in
being in the wait station.
But that's why I don't work in customer service. Like, oh, no, let me tell you, this is going to be your month. So, yeah.
Yeah, walking into the kitchen.
It's
like,
unbelievable.
That is dumb and gutsy.
Coming up, what you don't need to know, as if it's too early for a fish sandwich, is we actually have 18 fast food fish sandwiches that have been ranked for Lent. And who sucks less? Coming up right after emails on our question, who overreacted and why? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Tennessee woman was arrested. Apple pointed a gun at her and threatened to kill her over leaves in her yard. Bessie Bowen was charged with aggravated assault in violation of an order of protection following the incident at her home. A woman called police claiming that Bowen had pointed a gun at her and threatened to shoot her dead because of the leaves in her yard. She told police she took pictures and a video of Bowen's alleged attack. Neighbor also had an order of protection against her due to an assault. Police searched Bowen for her gun, but only found the holster. The 90-year-old woman was arrested, but
I forgot where I put it.
Later released on her own recognizance. She's always been really serious about her yard, but I never had any problem with her. I never seen her hurt anything like that. She's an old lady, just very serious about her yard.
Very, very, very serious.
Our question, who overreacted and why? 844-999-OLA.
Before we go back to the phone, some comments have come in addressing one of the later conversations we had. And, Miles, you made the argument that we're saying, like, free food's always better, right?
Yeah. Well, so, like, when someone else makes you a dinner, it's just like, I think you appreciate it more.
I didn't say we don't appreciate it. We simply said, when it comes to something as simple as peanut butter and jelly, for me in particular, I don't want anyone else to make it. They're just not going to make it right. And by right, to my standards, all right? So you said that if you made it,
you would like it.
No, I would not. You said you would use chunky peanut butter.
No, I said I would on mine, but I wouldn't make yours that way because I know you don't like chunky peanut butter.
But you don't have anything but chunky peanut butter. Therefore, no. If you made me a peanut butter jelly sandwich,
I don't have peanut butter. Peanut but butter. If I went and got peanut butter and jelly, I'd buy white bread, which I normally do not, so you'd like the sandwich.
You would not do it.
You were defending Chunky. You said you were going to put it on there.
Right, I'm saying if I'm making him a sandwich, like if you're coming over for dinner.
No, no, this is not
something that you don't like.
I am at your place. I'm hungry.
Oh, you're screwed.
This is my point. I would not have someone else do it.
No, you're going to eat wheat bread and you're going to have chunky peanut butter.
A lot of comments came in. First, it says you, me, are overreacting about the peanut butter chunky rules. Someone else adds, you guys are overreacting about peanut butter. Super Chunky Peanut Butter is the bomb. Chunky is way better. Chunky peanut butter is awesome, Ted. Then it goes, I agree. Don't eat peanut butter if it's chunky. I add peanuts to my crunchy peanut butter. And then someone who apparently comes out of left field, this is the person you say, thank you, you're helping. I put potato chips in my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's not a lie.
Well, it'll be crunchy.
Someone else agrees. I'm with Steve on this. If somebody else makes me a peanut butter jelly sandwich, there's never enough peanut butter or jelly on the bread. And then I like this. As far as people not being able to cook, says the best thing my mother-in-law makes, reservations.
That's pretty good.
Sounds delicious.
That is solid. Hello, Jack. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Miss Hola.
Hola. Jack, crunchy or creamy peanut butter?
I like them both. I know, kind of weird. I like them both.
If you like chunky peanut butter, you don't have a problem with creamy.
No, of course you don't have a problem with creamy, because it's better.
It's the other way around.
But I have creamy at my house right now for the past year or so, but I do go through phases where I just want crunchy.
All right, do you guys do the crappy kind, or do you go like all foo-foo, you know, where you have to stir the peanuts?
I'm a Jif guy. I like Jif from Costco.
Jif nails it. The only peanut butter I really don't like, man, honestly, is Peter Pan. I don't know what they do different. I hate their peanut butter.
I don't like the all natural where you got 3 inches of oil on top. That stuff's nasty.
If I wanted all natural, I'd eat a handful of peanuts. I'm buying peanut butter. I don't want natural. I'm at the grocery store. I want something processed and easy. Why is it so hard for people to accept?
It's just peanuts.
Right. So eat peanuts.
Right.
All right, guys. So my story was that happened again when I was just a punk-ass kid. I was in high school still, probably a junior in high school. I was about 16, 17 years old, and mom and dad both worked, you know, had a great family life and everything else. And I probably couldn't borrow the car at that time or something. I can't remember exactly what happened, but I, you know, was an idiot to my mom, and I made her cry. You know, just a tear. She doesn't say anything. My mom's really kind of a quiet woman, and I made her cry. Well, my dad was home. And so I overreacted to my mom saying no to me, whatever it was. But my dad saw my mom cry, and he grabbed me by my throat and lifted me off the ground, threw me against the wall, and told me, I love you, but I love your mom more. I've known her longer. If I ever do that again, I will beat you to a pulp.
Every Friday night, we get real physical.
And I've called my mom. My dad died 11 years ago, but I've called my mom every single day.
I will say this, honest to God. I don't know a lot of people in my lifetime that I've ever heard say, I grew up in a really wonderful environment with a really wonderful family. So for you to predicate that based on that, that's a pretty strong statement, because not a lot of people say that. Most people say the exact opposite.
My family life was fantastic. I wish I could provide that. The same thing for my kids that my parents did for me.
Don't worry, you won't. You'll disappoint them. But let me tell you that. Well, look, one thing I know, and again, there's a lot of things you don't know. Then you have a kid, and you're like, ah, crap. The kids are going to be mad at you about something. So my thought is, I'm going to do the best I can. And genuinely, my heart is with them. But there's going to be things that, trust me, 20 years from now, do you remember when you did this? Or like, you don't know what the kids are going to remember, what they don't. So just do the best you can and F them when they get older. But I will say this. It is refreshing to hear someone say, I had a great family life growing up. And then even now, you're saying, man, really, I can't complain. And on some level, I kind of hate you.
Yeah.
No, I think it's really...
I think it's refreshing. It's just, I think it's fantastic. But I also want to punch you in the face. And I had a decent childhood.
My sister is a year older than I am. She says the exact same thing.
Now I really want to punch you.
Was she the more successful one?
Well, yeah, she actually works for ATFE, so alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives, so yeah.
My sister-in-law works for that as well.
Would you think that she would be first to bust one of us with?
Did you not hear what he just...
alcohol, tobacco, drugs, or firearms?
You're not catching me with a firearm.
All of them. It's a party.
Okay.
I'm 3 for 4. I'm 3 for 4.
What was it? Alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and
drugs.
It's now called ATFE. It's no longer ATF.
Right.
What happened to the DEA?
That's a whole different department. She used to work for them, too. So
I just feel like you should let the ATF guys do the ATF stuff.
It used to be the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, but then they needed the D.
Yeah, we need some D up in here.
So they picked up the drugs to get the D.
So my sister-in-law works for the ATF, and so my brother's married to her. And she carries a gun because it's the nature of her job, but the job itself does not. It's unlikely she would need to use a gun. You follow me, right? But once a year, she has to go in for a recertification. And when you go into the basement, she keeps all the target. And I don't know if it's a message to man, but seriously. So there's like 15 years of these things. And like, she doesn't miss. It is headshots, it's chest shots, and she will let you know. I hit the head when I aim at the head. I hit the chest when I aim at the chest.
She hits where she wants to hit.
Yeah.
Explosives.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.